American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders.
All right, folks, we're back. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this 19th day of November 2004. Open phone Friday, 800-313-9443. Any of this stuff that I'm talking about ringing any bells to anybody? I know they're out there listening. I can hear them breathing. Latest word here on our producer, Paul Martin. He's in jail on multiple counts and failure to ID, and he probably won't see a judge until Monday morning. I am so tired of this. I am so tired of this. Anyhow, back to this story on Russia about their new missiles. Putin, old Vladdy, Putipu, as George Bush refers to him at, has since mentioned plans for Russia to also develop a similar system along with new types of intercontinental missiles that Moscow claims could penetrate any space shield put up by the United States. I thought we were swapping spit with Putipu. Why is he doing this? The ITAR TASS news agency speculated that Putin was referring to the Mobile Topol M missile, which is analogous to the U.S. Minuteman III missile and is meant to form the backbone of Russia's future strategic nuclear arsenal. Russia this year also successfully test-fired a different new missile that developers claim can penetrate any shield since it flies in space on a ballistic trajectory and in the atmosphere as a cruise missile swerving away from interceptor rockets. The Topol M is the first intercontinental ballistic missile developed by Russia alone following the Soviet Union's collapse, but deployment of the land-based mobile unit, initially set for the end of 2002, has been repeatedly delayed because of severe cash restraints. I don't believe that. But at any rate, if that timetable is accurate, the missiles could be issued to the armed forces in 2006. Topol M's have been deployed in silos since 1998. The shift in attention to nuclear deterrence came unexpectedly because Putin has for months pointed to international terrorism as a chief threat to Russia's national security amid a wave of deadly suicide attacks from guerrillas and the rebel Chechnya. Yeah, the rebel Chechnya. They said, hey, Mother Russia, go take a hike. Putin said Wednesday that Russia still viewed terrorism as the greatest threat to its national security, but also should not forget about nuclear dangers. We understand that the moment we turn our attention from such elements of our defenses as a nuclear missile shield, then we'll be facing new threats, according to Putipu. That is why we will continue to persistently develop our armed forces on the whole, including its nuclear arsenal potential. Putin said that Russia should also build up its Navy's nuclear capacity. It had 10 successful sea-based test launches this year and generally worked to modernize armed forces that remain bogged down in war-torn Chechnya for a sixth year. Folks, they've been putting boomers out to sea, great numbers of them. The Russians love submarines. They love them so much. They make ours look like little tin cans. They really do. Yeah, these are our good, yeah, folks, don't you remember? You know, we had, what was that guy's name with the map of Albania on his forehead? Oh, yes, Mikhail Gorbachev, yes. Yeah, he swore that, well, communism in Russia is dead. It's dead. Yeah. Don't be fooled for a moment, because he told the Duma over there, he said, don't buy into what I'm saying. He said communist Russia will always be here. So who do they put in there? Ex-KGB chief Vladimir Putin. He's a scary guy. He walks softly but carries a big missile. We'll take the break here. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means... They still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure at 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. Let's go back to the phones. Paul in Texas. Hello, Paul.
Yes, sir. I had a question. I heard you a couple of days ago. You were talking about the show on the previous day, and you were saying how it was one of those hair-raising shows. You couldn't sleep the night before.
No,
and
no.
I had to go into work, and I could not hear what it was about, and I'm dying to know, first of all.
Well, do you have a computer?
Yes, sir, I do.
Well, go to the archives. It's posted.
Oh, okay.
I could not sit here in the next 20 minutes and explain to you about that show.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can download it off of there?
You can download it off of there.
I'll do that. One other quick question. I'm just curious, what do you see, what is your, like, a realistic dream of if a change takes place of our future, if people wake up and why we're trying to wake people up and, like, a scenario that you would see? I'm just curious, and I'll hang up with that.
Okay. All right. Appreciate your call. Gee, what's on my wish list? Well, I think several things have to be done simultaneously. We've got to get the Fed out of the states, and I mean completely out of the states. The states, once again, have to reassert their sovereignty, and that has to be done by us, putting pressure on our own states' legislatures and governors. They're only office holders, folks. They don't really occupy the office, but they're just there to do their official duties. Taking back our states, simultaneously with these actions, what has to be done is we have to once again reinstitute an honest money supply in this country, and at the same time dump the IRS and all the illegal taxation. And this will do several different things. One of the biggies on the scope would be that the government would have to become responsible, that's right, for their spending. See, when you have a debt or credit system, you can borrow into oblivion. And that's exactly what they want. I mean, they're destroying the United States right now, and Congress is going right along with it. You know, they won't address the issue, I read in last hour, of, you know, what Dr. Ron Paul had to say about this, that this is the biggest threat to national security. You know, it isn't some guy wearing a towel on his head running around sending off that would be minor in damage by comparison. What our Congress did in 1913 was set the stage for the financial collapse of this country. So those would be the things right on the top of my list. And to stop this police state, to stop the states and the police departments and the sheriff's departments with their hands out taking these federal funds, you know, kick them out. And I don't even want them taking care of the the highway system. I think each state, if the people in the states weren't turning over so much money to the Fed right now, we'd have plenty of money, folks. And this is even taking in consideration our own shenanigans that takes place in our own several states here on the financial side. I mean, you've heard about the comprehensive annual financial reports. A lot of states got a lot of money, big bucks, but they're always crying the blues. They need more taxes, more taxes, more taxes. Well, that's the corporation building itself. You know, if you stop and think about this, when they put up a new civic center in your town, where does that money come from? And do you really have ownership of that? Of course not. The city council or the county council will tell you, oh, well, this is for the use and enjoyment of all people. Yeah, but who actually owns the title on the building? Who owns the title on the property? You don't see your name on there, do you? So there's several things, top priority list. Feds, out of the state, let's break this martial law eventual scenario that they're going to do on us. So folks, make no mistake about that, that they will do that. Let's break this tie between law enforcement in this country and the feds. That is important. These are the guys with the guns. These are the guys that are dragging people into the federal courts all over the country over these insane laws, unconstitutional laws. Let's rid this country of these black-robed whores that are sitting behind these benches as federal judges, claiming they know what the Constitution is. They don't follow it. They've been told not to. Otherwise, they wouldn't have a federal judgeship. They'd find themselves on hiatus. So along with that, and recapturing our own states and reasserting states' rights, definitely, most definitely, dumping the Federal Reserve System and the IRS. And somebody asked me one day, well, gosh, you know, if they're that much in debt, you know, how do we ever repay it? Well, we can do what Lincoln did or do what Kennedy did. We can print our own greenbacks. I mean, what's the difference? It's not backed by anything. So we could retire the IMF or that debt with our own funny money system until such time that we got them off of our back, and then we could reinstitute an honest money system, gold and silver-backed currency once again in this country. Sounds like a plan to me. Mike in Texas. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Really like what you're saying about reasserting the state's rights, and I think that also needs to extend to what the Constitution was lining out and how the military is organized.
Right.
And I think that's an important element, and we've really got a czar with the military right now, pretty much up there on the federal level.
Well, you know, they weren't running around this country doing these exercises in major cities for years and years for the heck of it. You know, we haven't seen troops deployed, military, our own military deployed our own streets for nothing. You know, I mean, they're gearing up. And this is why I've expressed my concern with people that, you know, I still hear people, oh, you know, let's pick up a gun, let's have an old-fashioned, you know, okay. The only thing that's going to do at this point in time, because there's not enough of us to do that, you would eliminate the flower of America, the people that had the guts to stand up and try to do something. And that's what they're waiting for us to do. They've been begging for that to happen.
Yeah. Well, and one thing that I found really interesting with this appointment of, I guess, Gonzalez, you know, many of the military lawyers were actually saying that he had gone overboard on the torture and what the definition of holding prisoners and that kind of thing was. So here's our own military lawyers saying that this Bush regime is going beyond what the our constitutional liberties really afford the citizenry, and really sticking up for the citizens.
I agree.
Had you heard much on that?
Yeah, a little bit, not enough to talk intelligently about it.
Yeah. Well, I just saw some reports on that and found it kind of heartening that you actually have military attorneys talking down the civilian attorneys who are putting this onus on us in terms of a military-type form of government.
Well, and you know what? There are major pitch battles, and you're not going to hear this on the news, and not that they'll ever admit it. But in every branch of government, and I don't care if it's the military, I don't care if it's the Air Force, I don't care if it's the Army, you know, National Guard. I mean, National Guard people just got stung by, I think it was South Carolina, that they're actually taking Social Security and taxes out of their, and these guys are deployed in Iraq.
Yeah.
I mean it's pretty sick. You know, not only do you get out of this quagmire and you end up with a plethora of deadly diseases that the Veterans Administration won't recognize. You know, the same old plays, what they did with Agent Orange during Vietnam. They're doing the same thing with depleted uranium and the crap that they stuck in all the inoculations they gave the soldiers. You know, it's plausible deniability. You know, they just say that, well, no, this must be some kind of childhood disease or something. So, you know, they're trying this recruitment drive. There's no jobs out there. The kind of people they're getting in the military right now aren't the best of the best. So, I mean, you know, what in their minds, what do they lose when they lose 1,000 or 2 of these people? They don't lose much.
Yeah, well, didn't we get an opening there a little bit this week where there was some admittance that this Gulf War I sickness is not just, fatigue in terms of service, that it really is something biological, and it was something from our own armaments?
Well, sure, but, you know, where do these people file lawsuits and people file these cases, and where do they go? They go right up in front of a federal judge.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's their discretion. I mean, Rick Stanley, he brought out a point on Derry Brownfield's show this morning that, you know, just because you have an appeal in doesn't mean they'll hear an appeal. They can reject the appeal.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so it doesn't matter if it's based in good case law. It doesn't matter. A hoot. These people are corrupt. I mean, when you think of it as what they are, then you begin to understand the depths that these depraved individuals will stoop to.
Yeah.
I mean, because once you take the law out of it, once you take the Constitution out of it, and then you have these judges with these discretionary opinions and blah, 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 blah. And then once you remove that standard of law from these people, they're likely and liable to do anything.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think there's a weakness in the current system on their part, in that the primaries.
Mm-hmm.
The primaries are so secretive, and there are so few voters voting in the primaries, that if we can get enough of the patriots out there getting involved in the primaries and voting in the primaries, the numbers aren't so large that we can start turning this around and getting some real constitutional people in office.
Well, and they're trying to install a president over a compromised Congress, and I never understood the wisdom of that. You know, they do one of two things. I mean, could you imagine if Badnarik or this other guy from the Constitution Party was actually elected president?
Yeah. Well, I hear your music, but we got it. Let's focus on those primaries, everybody.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your call. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
All right. 800-313-9443 is the number. You want to opine. This is something that I picked up. Get into this in a little bit. Shortwave radio bands ignored by commercial broadcasters because they're low fidelity. Yeah, I might as well do it right now. I can do that because I'm the host. Have long been home to government activity, whether for national broadcasts such as the BBC World Service, Voice of America, and Radio France International, or propaganda broadcasts from the likes of Radio Havana or the U.S.-backed Radio Free Iraq. Meanwhile, for the last 30 years, an altogether more curious kind of international station has been noted on the airwaves. Across the world, high-powered transmitters with global reach are broadcasting seemingly meaningless strings of numbers or letters, along with a lot of buzzing and beeping noises. Some have speculated that signals from these number stations are operated by drug cartels. However, it is more likely they're run by intelligence agencies, as tacitly acknowledged by the British government and accidentally by the Cubans. As shortwave is abandoned by public broadcasters in favor of satellite and internet, these curious stations continue to broadcast seemingly unaffected by the end of the Cold War or the development of new technologies, but even listening to the signals is illegal in some countries. A subculture of obsessive listeners is built up around the stations, despite the fact they have little hope of ever decoding the signals. Such is the curiosity value of these oddball transmissions that have had an impact on popular culture and have been featured in a movie, Vanilla Sky, and music by Wilco, Porcupine Tree, and Stereolab. A UK-based label, Ear Dial Disc, released a 4-CD recording of various stations, an odd soundtrack approaching conceptual art, as the story says. No government has ever acknowledged a number station, but the British Department of Trade and Industry told London's Daily Telegraph in 1997 that there was no mystery and that the stations were not intended for public consumption. Spanish-language broadcasts of 5-digit numbers targeted at North America are believed to emanate from Cuba. The location was given away accidentally, simulcasting of audio and radio Havana, Cuba. Of course, it's also been suggested that the signal is broadcast by the CIA and the technical problem a disinformation ruse rather than a genuine error. Number station signals are not low-powered, which would suggest in-the-field broadcast by clandestine operatives. Rather, they come from powerful transmitters with global reach requiring massive masts that are not easily hidden. Spectrographic analysis of the signals has revealed that modulated data bursts are sometimes contained within the transmissions, and sub-audio or audible noises are a regular occurrence. Though clandestine, some stations have been used by security operatives. On September 22, 2001, the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency's senior Cuba analyst, Anna Montes, was arrested. She was known to be receiving messages via Cuban number stations. In the United Kingdom, Professor Robin Pearson, who spied for East Germany, received one-way radio communications from his Stasi handlers from 1982 onward. The conflict in Iraq has spawned at least two stations, EO3A, operated from England, probably by MI6, and E25, broadcast from Egypt. One of the most intriguing stations transmits at 4625 kilohertz. The station has broadcast the same signal for over 20 years, a buzzing tone repeated 25 times a minute, which has earned it the nickname the buzzer. The mast is located 30 kilometers northwest of Moscow. Apart from the buzzing, on 4625 kilohertz has only twice broadcast voice messages. Why the frequency is being reserved is a mystery. One avid listener, a shortwave enthusiast who served in the Canadian military, suggested it is a last reserve frequency reserved for extreme emergencies, such as just prior to the potential outbreak of a nuclear conflict. Jeez. It very well could be. Paul Beaumont, a member of the British-based Enigma 2000, a group of dedicated people analyzing number traffic, suggested the buzzer is something to do with missiles, possibly a timepiece. Kevin Neese, editor of the United Kingdom's shortwave magazine, is baffled by the interest in the buzzer. It could be a data modem, he said. There are all sorts of odd noises on shortwave. It could be any number of things. The interest in it specifically is bizarre. Beaumont said the broadcasts are fascinating, even if the listeners will never break the code. Serious listeners construct schedules and tune into a plethora of stations. There are definite schedules and signal characteristics which can be identified, he said. You'll never decipher a message, but you can perform traffic analysis on them. British military intelligence is clearly aware of the James Bond cachet of things like number stations. Perhaps they are simply recruiting tools. Take, for example, the recruitment advertisement in the left-of-center Guardian newspaper, which exploit the secret agent image to hire staff who are likely to spend their entire careers desk-bound. One recent ad for a cleaner featured curious copy. Part-time, this is how the ad read, part-time cleaner domestic support, £16,903 pro rata. Some of the work we do makes front page news. Some of it remains strictly behind the scenes. But whether you read all about it or not, we play a vital role in helping protect UK from threats such as crime, drugs, and terrorism. We want you to go under the covers in our London office and ensure it's clean and tidy. Duties aren't set in stone, so you should be flexible and willing to lend a hand whenever we need it. By the way, this was on the net, and a response to this gentleman said, Jim Moritello said, there is only one comment I'd like to make. When I built my first crystal radio set and heard shortwave broadcast back in 1954, I heard these broadcasts. I've heard them ever since, 50 years. We'll take the break here, be back in just 3 minutes with your calls, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away. You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to bodymindconnect.com or call 1-800-396-5292. Again, 1-800-396-5292.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Friends, Romans, and countrymen, What did Tom DeLay, Imperial Senator, do yesterday? Declare that an indicted Senate Majority Leader does not have to step down when indicted. He is corrupt and exposed. Then the sleazy money laundering sets the rules. Where is the disgust? I predicted DeLay's collapse by June in writing in the Austin American Statesman about 3 weeks ago. I stand by that belief unless the evangelicals resurrect him. The Council on Foreign Relations has got the greatest membership list in the world. It's the club for insiders and the ultra-elite. Does the CFR really control taxation of the military or technical power? Boardrooms and foundations don't control the whole world. They just rely on the drugs and liquor supply. Canada wouldn't want to be a part of us. They have too much self-respect. Mexico can't be. It's too bizarre culturally and legally to integrate a U.S.-Canadian mergence. Mexico doesn't really have a rule of law and in much of the country. Much of it is on life support. Rockies had a Latin America imperial connection for 100 years. Who do you think owns Venezuela? Venezuelans? Go look at the paper today. Get your mandated mil-spec RFID scannable at distances on your passport and driver's license. Get your chipset by 2005 or else. Four companies are vying for the federal customs contract. Big Brother is upon us, and he's molesting each of us each and every day. I say resist. Less victims get raped when they resist their attacker. Now, what the cost of the thatch roof shack in Campeche, only 2 hours away in a pinch? Well, folks, tell you what. They're getting everything that they want to do. And under the guise of we are under imminent attack or threat of attack in this country, they are taking extraordinary measures to turn this country into a police state. Now, that would seem to suggest to me, since terrorism really wasn't a problem in this country, that would suggest to me that the government is involved in fomenting this to do one thing, and that's destroy this constitutional republic. As if they haven't done it enough at the government level, through the various judges in this country. No, in order to get our way, mandate that everybody have identification, everybody's in a data bank, everybody can be searched and seized at any given time, you know, for the protection of our fellow countrymen. A lot of people are buying this stuff. It is imperative that 9/11 be exposed. George Bush's role in that, his knowledge, his prior knowledge of it, be exposed. It is time in this country, these creatures in Washington, D.C., they don't want to touch this 9/11 issue. They do not want to go back into it because they know what they supported. They know the appropriations. President Bush is going to take the recommendations from the 9/11 Commission. Give me a break. What they're doing is covering their tracks. This has to be exposed. This cabal has to be broken up. If it is not, and we have so many deadhead people in this country, the next news flash that they see across their television screen, that we're declaring martial law in this country for everybody's safety, will be probably one of the next things you see on your television set. Remember, we've got a lame duck president for the next 4 years. You've seen what this madman has done in the 4 years. And, of course, they rigged the election and gave it to him. Mr. Kerry, come on, man. You didn't even want to fight Ohio when you saw something was going on there. Now, that's his fellow bonesman. And a fellow bonesman can't go in against another bonesman. It's just not done. They even have the rules and regulations, folks, believe it or not. The people that operate outside the law have their own inner circle rules. So, of course, John Kerry wasn't going to say anything. He's a fellow bonesman. Come on. He's in the clique. He's in the clique. Out in Arizona, fed up with the fraud, Arizona citizens hit the polls to end welfare and vote scams. My hat's off to you folks in Arizona. Christopher Petherick, he's actually the editor of AFP. He wrote the front page story on November 2nd, voters in Arizona passed the initiative known as Prop 200, also known as the Arizona Taxpayer and Citizen Protection Act, which amends state law to ensure that only American citizens can vote in elections and obtain welfare benefits. Despite powerful opposition on part of the state's mainstream media and Governor Janet Napolitano, the measure still passed 56% to 44%. Advocates of Prop 200 have been accused of being racist, anti-Semitic, and white separatist. What? Calling them anti-Semitic? They're trying to stop the illegal Mexicans from coming over the border, and they call them anti-Semitic. I don't know. Do we have a Russian or a Jewish invasion going on in this country that I wasn't aware of? Must have. AFP first reported on Prop 200 in October 11th issue. Virginia Abernathy, chairman of the National Advisory Board to Protect Arizona Now, the organization that sponsored the initiative, spoke with AFP on November 3rd. Abernathy, who is a professor emeritus of anthropology at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee, and was born to American parents in Cuba, has been an outspoken advocate for reforming immigration. me see here. Oh, I'm sorry, in the United States. However, Abernathy has been vilified by critics of Prop 200 as a white supremacist and a racist. Interestingly, I have been told that almost 50% of Hispanics also supported the measure, said Abernathy. And this is true, folks. The people that are in this country of Mexican ancestry are well established in this country. They're here legally. I'm talking about the legal Hispanics in this country. They don't want this. They don't want an illegal invasion into this country because their concerns are the same as everybody else's. They set up businesses. And if you see how these illegals operate, folks, I mean, it's amazing. If you don't know, you should check it out. You might find 15, 20 of them living in one house. They'll buy brand new pickup trucks, man. And you can spot them driving around here in summer in Austin, in Texas. Brand new trucks, and they got the windows down. That's because they don't like air conditioning. But they've got the money to go out and buy brand new trucks. Why? Because they've got 15, 20 people packed in a house. And they go out there, and they go for jobs. And business leaders, and I'll tell you who should be held accountable in this country. It's business owners. And, yeah, I've heard all the arguments. Well, you know, business has not been good, and we've got to save money any which way we can. So if we can hire somebody that will take a lower wage, that's, you know, that increases our bottom line and allows us to, you know, it doesn't wash with me. But this is some of the excuses that you'll hear. Oh, they're real good workers. Oh, there's no doubt about that. I've seen them down here doing roofing jobs in the middle of August and September, folks. Hottest months down here in Texas, and I mean it gets hot. And that's the only people who see out doing roofing. But they come in and they drive down wage scales. That's what is happening. That's why the Hispanics in this country are upset. That's why they don't like this. Because they are established. They're part of our system here now. And they don't want to see that destroyed. They put a lot of sweat equity into their businesses. And they have their interest to protect, and they don't want to see it ruined. So when you have 50% of the Hispanics in this country saying, yes, we need to stop the illegal invasion, somebody ought to be listening to this. What, are these people self-haters, maybe? As I've heard the ADL talk about the Jews that come out against the Talmudic or the Zionist. So are these 50% of the Hispanic population here in this country, are they self-haters now? That'll be the next thing you'll probably see. The Arizona Secretary of State's office was unable to confirm this. Excuse me, I had to sneeze. Was unable to confirm this, as officials will not be able to compile the demographic information until November 12th. However, Abernathy said the measure had broad appeal. The governor had been implying that services like firefighting would be affected or immunizations would be affected, said Abernathy. In fact, none of that is affected. Only public benefits are affected. AFP had attained a copy of the measure, courtesy of Project Arizona Now. It states, this state finds that illegal immigration is causing economic hardship to the state, and that illegal immigration is encouraged by public agencies within the state to provide public benefits without verifying immigration status. This state further finds that illegal immigrants have been given a safe haven in the state with the aid of identification cards that are issued without verifying immigration status, and that this conduct contradicts federal immigration policy, undermines the security of our borders, and demeans the value of citizenship. Therefore, the people of this state declare that the public interest of this state requires all public agencies within the state to cooperate with federal immigration authorities to discourage illegal immigration. I don't like the sound or the flavor of that. Going to the very people that should be in charge of shutting these borders down, but at least they won't be being on the payola. Let me put it that way, in Arizona. According to the newly passed initiative, state officials will now be obligated to verify the identity of voters and welfare recipients before they can get benefits from the state. Officials would legally have to confirm that voters and welfare recipients are U.S. citizens. It is already a Class 2 misdemeanor for state workers not to report violations of federal immigration law by anyone who applies for benefits or tries to vote. Prop 200 also states that the new law will be carried out without regard to race, religion, gender, ethnicity, or national origin. Proponents contend that this means it does not matter whether an illegal comes from Eastern Europe, China, the Middle East, or Mexico. U.S. officials will now be legally obligated to guard against the reported lawbreakers. The proposal would have The proposal would save around $500 million in services, said Abernathy. That's huge. Obviously, Arizonans saw the truth about this measure, despite what others said. I would say. And I would like to see every state, because we all have illegals in every state of this union. I mean, even in Alaska, folks, they're showing up in Alaska. How they're getting across the Canadian border and traveling all across Canada, one would only guess, but, gee, it seems that the border is porous enough on our northern borders. They're still coming across from Canada, but they're also leaving the United States, going through Canada to get to Alaska. So I would call that porosity. Amazing. Just simply amazing. 800-313-9443 is the number. Since I've had no phone calls today to speak of, I'm out of news and information. Let's just play some music. Go ahead, fire something up there.
while man has stayed the same. Keep living. Tribal families will not over me. I will not let them break my liberty.
Essential oils are one of the great untapped resources of the world. These God-given concentrated essences are gently steamed from various flowers, fruits, trees, and plants, and they have been used for centuries as ancient medicine. Essential oils are so sweet-smelling, many people believe their value to be of charm and fragrance. But this is a mistake. Modern scientific research has proven the molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. They are soothing, relaxing, medicinal, and cleansing to the air, and flavorful in food or drinks. Find out more about this ancient medicine by calling toll-free at 1-800-993-OILS. That's 1-800-993-OILS. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org and rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
I will be off for the next few days, Monday, Tuesday, possibly Wednesday. I don't believe I'm doing this. I'm going to be giving my soon-to-be ex-engineer a ride to Minnesota. After being a confirmed bachelor, led me to believe how sneaky you really are, the guy's getting married, and he's moving back to Minnesota. Open that mic up. People have never heard from you, so how's come I can't hear you here? Do your last engineering bit here. Come on now. Well, I can hear you through the window anyhow, so it doesn't matter. Chris has been with us, gosh, at Republic Radio International. Went up and worked at Genesis Communications for quite some time. then came down here and set up this network and did a exemplary job. Folks, if you noticed, when we went live, there were very, very few snafus and glitches, which is a testament to your self-taught abilities. You didn't go to college or any electronic schools for this. You just, the guy's a whiz with computers, too, and, I mean, just an all-around good guy, and I'm losing him, and I'm not happy about this. But I have business up in Minnesota that I must take care of next week. So I got I'm mad at this guy for leaving, right? So I, what do I find myself doing? Giving him a ride to Minnesota. So, I mean, but it's, at any rate, the door is always open here, Chris. So, you know, if we can find your job, what does she do? Your wife-to-be?
She's a teacher, teaching autistic kids.
Teaching autistic children. And that's, she's got a good job up there.
Yep.
Real good job.
She's got a new contract with a private school.
How long is the contract?
3 years.
3 years? Oh, man. Oh, gosh. Well, I guess it's, I think it's about time to announce that we're looking for an engineer. Doesn't sound like you're coming back anytime soon.
Well, airfare's cheap.
Airfare, yeah. The guy says, I says, well, what if something breaks here in the interim? And he says, well, I can hop on a plane. Unless this thing travels at Mach 7, you know, how fast could you get down here?
It's only a 2-hour flight.
It's only a 2-hour flight. Well, at any rate, folks, we do need an engineer. But if anybody's got qualifications, you can call us here at the network. Please feel free to do so. If you've worked in the radio field, but don't try to scam me because I know what a good engineer is. Gosh, you used to do commercials. I mean, computer programs. You did it all. You did it all. So you're going to be. I never asked you this question yet. What are you going to do when you get up there?
I'll figure that out later.
Well, there's a man with a plan, right? Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to be doing when I'm. But I know my girlfriend, my soon-to-be wife, has got a good paying job. Hallelujah. Well, you know, folks, it's an easy job. It's not easy when you got to put your brain power to this. I mean, you come in here. How many miles of wiring in this place?
In here?
Yeah.
Probably a mile.
I mean, this thing was put together. You came down when?
May 15th.
May 15th. And by June 18th, a little more than a month later, we were hot and we went live.
That's only because it took about 5 weeks to get the place painted before we start putting it together.
Yeah, don't even get me started on the Wicked Witch of the West upstairs here. I'll blow a gasket. Well, Chris, thank you so much for your services. And, well, I'll be seeing you tomorrow because the cab is leaving tomorrow. And I will have probably somebody substituting. I don't even know who I'm going to have substituting for me next week, but we won't do reruns. And for all you folks that decided to call in, well, I wanted to say my goodbyes on the air here to Chris. You know, next time I say the phone lines are open, you better respond because I'm going to start playing music from now on. No calls, you get music in your ear. Folks, I'm going to force you to start participating in this deal. I've tried everything else. That'll do it for us today. I don't know who will be back with you Monday. I won't be. I know that. But at any rate, we will see you when we see you. And may God bless you. And Chris, thanks again. Appreciate it. All right. See you, folks.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.